弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们今年暑假的主题是一生的果效是由心发出。
The theme of our summer is the heart is the wellspring of life.
这是根据旧约箴言四章二十三节的一句话。
This is according to Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23.
让我们一同来念。
Let us read it together.
请。你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。透过过去两月的信息，我想大家已经非常清楚知道心的重要。
Through the past two months' messages, we all know the importance of heart.
也已经知道要在其中几方面好好保守自己的心。
We also know that we should guard our heart in many aspects.
比如说要有知足的心。
For example, we should have a content heart.
要有清洁的心
must have a clean heart.
要有表里一致的心
must have a self-consistent heart.
要有祷告的心
must have a prayerful heart.
除了这些之外，你还可以想到有哪些方面是很重要的。
What else is important besides all this?
今天我们要谈的是怜悯的心。
Today we want to talk about a merciful heart.
我想每个人都会同意，有怜悯的心是一件好事。
Everybody agrees that it's a good thing to have a merciful heart.
如果我们认识一个人，他很有怜悯的心，我想我们都会很喜欢他，会肯定他是个好人。
Anyone who has a merciful heart will be regarded as a good person, and we will all like them.
我们所不确定的是，对我们自己来说，有一颗怜悯的心究竟有多重要。
But what we are not certain is.To ourselves, how important it is to have a merciful heart.
是不是非有不可？
Is it absolutely necessary?
缺乏怜悯的心会怎么样？
What happens if we don't have it?
我信主之后这二十多年来读圣经，其中一个惊讶的发现是圣经如此强调怜悯的重要。
Having believed in for more than 20 years, I have.It surprises me to discover the importance that the Bible stresses on a merciful heart.
比如说今天读的弥迦书六章八节。
For example, in Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
这边谈到神对人三方面的期望。
It talks about three expectations of God from us.
其中一点就是好怜悯。
One of them is having a merciful heart.
那么为什么圣经这么强调怜悯的重要呢？
Why does the Bible emphasize about mercy so much?
首要的原因是神自己是一位蛮有怜悯的神。
The one reason is that God himself is a fully merciful God.
在出埃及记三十四章第六和第七节，我们看到神向摩西宣告他是怎样的一位神。
In Exodus chapter 34, verse 6 and 7, we saw how God declared to Moses what the kind of God that he is.
那个宣告的最后几句话强调的是神的圣洁和公义。
The last few declarations emphasize God's holiness and justice.
但是前面几句强调的却是神的怜悯。
But the first few things actually emphasize on the mercy of God.
我们很值得注意是这个宣告出现的背景。
It is quite noticeable to take a look at the background.
所以你有圣经的话，你可以翻到出埃及记三十四章前后。
So if you look at around chapter 34 of Exodus,
我们知道早先神差派摩西去带领以色列人出埃及的时候，并没有做这样的宣告。
We know that the very first time when God asked Moses to bring the Israelites out, he didn't make such declarations.
神初次透过摩西将十诫颁布给以色列人的时候，也没有做这样的宣告。
And indeed, God never made such declarations in the first in the Ten Commandments.
后来以色列人造了一只金牛犊。
But the Israelites made a golden calf.
然后还说那金牛犊就是带他们出埃及 的神。
And regarded the golden calf as the God who brought them out of Egypt.
这件事情直接触犯了才刚刚颁布给他们不可拜偶像的诫命。
This directly violated the just established commandment not to worship idols.
他们如此大大的得罪神，连摩西都气到把神写上字的两块石板扔在山下摔碎。
By doing this, they angered God so much that even Moses crushed the tablets he just created.
但是摩西后来在神面前代替以色列人恳求神的赦免。
But later on, Moses petitioned to God.For the forgiveness of all these Israelites.
神决定重新写字在两块新凿出来的石板上。
And therefore God decided to write again the commandments on two tablets.
这次神写字在石板上的时候，就做了这个非常特别的宣告。
In these two new tablets, God made this very special declaration.
这个宣告从此在以色列人对神的信仰当中占了非常重要的地位。
Ever since then, this declaration has been a very important role in the Israelite faith.
第六节当中讲到神性情的几个词，后来在圣经当中一再出现。
Verse 6 mentioned many aspects, many characters of God that repeatedly appear in other parts of the Bible.
甚至有好几处圣经都是整句引用第六节的话。
Some verses even simply transcribe this verse 6.
耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
The verse reads, "The Lord is the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness."
神在金牛犊事件之后做这个宣告。
After the golden calf event, God made this declaration.
不只是启示让人知道他是怎样一位神。
Not to tell other people, to tell all of us how graceful He is.
也提醒所有蒙神恩典的人。
But also to remind everyone who is under His grace.
如果不是神格外的怜悯，我们早就死在自己的罪恶过犯当中了。
If it were not for God's salvation and mercy, we would have all already died in our sins.
任何一个人能够成为神的子民，都不是因为自己有什么好。
Whoever can become a child of God is not because of his own deeds.
都不是因为我们自己有什么值得可夸的。
Not because of anything that he may boast.
而是出于神的怜悯。
But because of God's mercy.
神自己是怜悯的神。
God himself is a merciful God.
他也期望他所创造出来的人要有怜悯的心。
And he expects his creations to be merciful.
这是圣经一再强调怜悯的第二个原因。
And that's the second reason the Bible has repeatedly emphasized mercy.
在旧约先知书里面，神多次严厉谴责没有怜悯心的人。
In the book of the prophets, God has repeatedly rebuked those who were merciless.
在新约雅各书二章十三节也说，因为那不怜悯人的，也要受无怜悯的审判。
Even in James chapter 2 verse 13, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful.
在旧约神多次应许会赐福有怜悯心的人。
And indeed, the Old Testament made many promises to those who were merciful.
在新约耶稣也说，连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Even the New Testament, Jesus said, mercy triumphs over judgment. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
在箴言十四章三十一节这样说。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 31 says,
欺压贫寒的是入墨造他的主，怜悯穷乏的乃是尊敬主。
He who oppresses the poor shows contempt for the maker.
所以一个人如果真心的敬畏神，其中一个很自然的表现就是有怜悯的心。
A natural consequence of anyone who is godly is to have a merciful heart.
那么神希望我们在哪几方面来表现出怜悯呢？
So how can we express God's mercy in our behavior?
在圣经当中有几类的人是神特别强调。
In the Bible, God emphasizes several certain types of people.
第一是孤儿寡妇和外地来寄居的人。
The first type is the fatherless, the widows, and the aliens.
光在旧约的生命记就有十几处经文强调要特别怜悯这些人。
In Deuteronomy alone, the Bible stresses us to be merciful to these type of people.
这些人生存比较困难，也很容易受欺压。
These people have a harder time making a living.
神说他自己特别怜悯这样的人。
And God said that He Himself is especially merciful for these type of people.
他也一再命令神的子民要怜悯看顾这些人。
And He continues to command the people of God to be merciful to these people.
神甚至教导种田的人在收成的时候一定要留一些剩余的。
He even tells the harvesters to leave some when they harvest so that
好让那些孤儿寡妇及寄居人他们可以捡去吃。
So that the fatherless, the widows, and the aliens can pick them up.
那在旧约路德记里面，我们看到有一个人波阿斯，就是照着圣经的教导，常常怜悯孤儿寡妇及寄居的。
Indeed, in Ruth, a person by the name Boaz, has lived according to this law and took care of the needy.
后来有一位既是寡妇又是寄居的摩押女子路德，就是蒙了波阿斯的怜悯和保护。
Later on, an alien woman who is a widow, actually got Moab's protection as well.
那波阿斯行这些怜悯的事情，并没有想到后来路德会成为他的妻子。
When Boaz was under Boaz's protection, at first Boaz didn't realize that Ruth would eventually become his wife.
他更不知道神后来会拣选他们的子孙大卫做以色列的王。
And he would have never realized that God had chosen him to be the ancestor of King David later on.
连救主耶稣基督的诞生都是神拣选基督成为他们的后代。
Even Jesus Christ was part of the posterity of their lineage.
从属灵的眼光来看，神是借着波阿斯和路德结合，路德的结合来彰显神怜悯的胸怀。
From a spiritual spectacle, we see that through the joining of Moaz and Ruth, that God expressed His heart of mercy.
也预表神要在世上所施行的拯救。
And he predicted his salvation that would happen later on.
第二类圣经非常强调要我们怜悯的是遭受不公义的欺压或者受冤屈的人。
The second type of people that God tells us to be merciful to are those who are oppressed or are unjustly judged.
圣经当中神多次说他最痛恨的就是社会当中有不公不义的事情。
From the Bible, we know that God detests those that are the unjust things in our society.
更痛恨做领袖的带头欺压人。
And he detests the leaders who oppress people.
神也教导我们不可遇到别人受欺压冤屈却视而不顾。
God also teaches us not to be indifferent to those who are oppressed.
在新约圣经里面，耶稣用好撒玛利亚人的比喻指出人两种不同的表现。
In the New Testament, Jesus used the example of a good Samaritan to tell different types of expressions.
在路边躺了一个被强盗打个半死的人。
A person who is half beaten up to death on the road.
一种人经过的时候只看了看就绕着走过去了。
A type of person walks around him as he passed by.
另外一种人停下来而且付上了不小的代价去帮忙他。
But another type of person stopped and took in helping this half-dead person.
我们需要常常想想我们是哪一类的人。
We should always think about the type of person we are.
上个月我讲到的时候曾经提过一件事。
Last month when I was having a sermon, I mentioned this.
在1875年之前，因为有很多英国的船主贪心让船只超载，以至于每年有成百上千位的水手因为沉船而丧命。
Before 1875, the greed of many shipping business person overloaded their ships, and that resulted in many deaths of the sailors.
如果有水手看到船只超载，不愿意上船，他们还被关进监牢。
A sailor who opposed to board the ship because the ship is overloaded would actually be put to a prison.
后来是一位叫做 Samuel Clinsel 的人肯出来为他们伸张公义。
Later on, a name by the person Samuel Clinsel stood out against all these unfairness.
但是一开始呢，英国国会的人不愿意得罪那些有钱有势的船公司老板。
But in the beginning, the parliament did not want to displease the business people in the shipping business.
所以一开始通过的法令是让船公司自己在船上画债中线。
So the first law actually only told them to draw a low limit line in their own ships.
这样的法令立了也等于没立。
This kind of law is in fact is useless.
多亏 Samuel Clemenceau 花了14年的时间锲而不舍的奋斗。
Only through Samuel Clemenceau's indefatigable 14 years of
英国国会才立法定明确的标准。
that Parliament made a law of standardizing the low-limit line.
今天成为通行全世界的国际标准。
Today it is an international standard.
两年前有一部电影 Amazing Grace 讲的是另外一件英国历史上的真人真事。
Two years ago, the movie Amazing Grace talked about another history.
我们知道英国本来和美国一样，看到会看到很多非洲人，他们被奸恶的商人当作奴隶来买卖。
We know that in England, just as in America, many slaves were traded.
他们看到这样不公不义的事情，却没有人伸张公义。
Many people saw this injustice, but nobody said anything about it.
那我们知道有一位叫做 John Newton 的英国人，他原先也是做贩卖奴隶的生意。
Even John Newton himself was in the slave trade in the beginning.
但是后来很不幸自己沦为奴隶。
But later on, he himself became a slave.
他脱困之后悔改，信主悔改。
But after becoming free again, he repented and believed in God.
写了七恩典 Amazing Grace 这首诗歌。
And then he wrote the song Amazing Grace.
那 Amazing Grace 这部电影讲的主要不是 John Newton.
The movie Amazing Grace actually did not talk about John Newton.
而是讲了一位叫做 William Wilberforce 的人。
But he talked about a politician, William Wilberforce.
这个人在从政五年之后信主。
He believed in God after 5 years of being a politician.
信主之后政治的态度有很大的改变。
And his attitude of politics has changed a lot.
特别在他信主两年之后，他在 John Newton 以及其他一些基督徒的支持鼓励下，开始推动废弃奴隶制度的运动。
After 2 years of believing in God, with John Newton and many other Christians, he actually started the anti-slavery movement.
这个事情当时很显然很不讨好。
This was actually a very difficult thing to do back then.
所以他时时受到明的、暗的很多的攻击和威胁。
And so he was constantly under a lot of threats and pressures.
但他坚信这是神要他做的事情，他就始终没有放弃。
But he firmly believed that this is what God wanted him to do, and so he never gave up.
经过他26年锲而不舍的努力，英国国会才在1807年第一次立法这个 Slave Trade Act， 保障奴隶的权益。
After 26 years of indefatigable pursuit and effort, the Parliament finally established a standard law that, that protects the rights of the slaves.
那还不是废弃了，只是保障奴隶的权益。
They didn't actually abolish slavery, but just protects the rights of the slaves.
在那之后 ，William Wilberforce 又持续奋斗了很多年。
But even after that, William Wilberforce continued to fight for his vision.
在1833年，英国终于通过 Slave Abolition Act， 全面废除奴隶制度。
And finally, in 1833, England passed the Slavery Abolition Act to abolish entirely the slavery.
在听到消息，确知那个法案将会得到通过之后的三天 ，William Wilberforce 安然去世。
After hearing this news, William Wilberforce died peacefully after 3 days.
同样的，过去在英国有很多孤儿和或穷人家的小孩都是受尽压榨的，被迫做廉价劳工。
Likewise, many young children in England were forced to do child labor and cheap labor.
如果不是一些人有怜悯的心和勇气出来为他们伸张公义，而且持续不断的奋斗，这些不公不义的事情不知道还会持续多久。
Had it not been for the courageous to stand out and speak for them, who knows how long this unfairness would have lasted?
当然，也许在我们一生当中，我们不见得会来能够改变这么大规模的不公不义的事情。
Of course, we wouldn't necessarily be able to change such big things in this world.
但是有很多大大小小不公不义的事情时时发生在我们的周围。
But many big and small unfairness things are constantly happening around us.
举个例子来说
，For example,
我读大学的时候，有一次和我那时候的女朋友去看电影。
So when I was in college, I was going to the movies one time with my girlfriend.
那时候有一些专门卖黄牛票的职业流氓到处插队。
So there were certain type of movie ticket scalpers at that time who like to cut in the line.
国内也讲黄牛啊，也啊，到处都讲黄牛。
Ticket scalpers。
其中一个黄牛硬是插在我前面。
So the one of the scalpers cut in front of me。
他十分的粗鲁，我挡不住。
He was very rude, and I couldn't stop him.
我也没有胆量跟他冲突。
And I didn't have the courage to stop him.
我就忍气吞声。
So I swallowed.
很不幸的是，我的女朋友天性嫉恶如仇。
But my girlfriend hated fairness and justice.
她对我非常的失望。
She was very disappointed.
就让我非常的羞愧。
And I was very ashamed.
但是真的觉得无力跟那些职业流氓对抗。
But truly, I felt helpless in terms of fighting against those villains.
我想今天当很多不公不义的事情发生的时候，很多人不采取行动，其中一个原因就是觉得我们自己没有力量做什么。
A reason many people don't act in the face of injustice is that they don't believe that they can change anything.
还有一件事情是发生在我军中服役的时候。
Another thing happened when I was serving in the military.
有一天夜里，有两个职业军人喝了烂醉回到宿舍。
Two professional military people were very drunk at one night.
他们想抓几个人来打一打。
They wanted to beat up several other fellow people.
他们就在两个很老实的士兵的卧室的门外又敲又吼。
So they were having a tumult in front of another military person's door.
声音非常的大，我相信没有一个人是不被吵醒的。
It was very noisy that everyone was awake.
我被吵醒的时候，第一个反应是，我只是短期服役的预备军官。
The first impression when I was awoken was that I am only a temporary soldier here.
A reserve officer. Yeah. 那宿舍里面还有好几个军官是职业军人。
But many other officers there were actually long-term professionals.
他们应该站出来劝阻。
They should have come stand up and stop this.
但是等了半天，除了那两个人的吼叫声之外，什么声音都没有。
But they never came out and did that.
没有人采取行动。
No one took any action.
接下来就听到那几个士兵拼命挡着门，非常的害怕。
And then I only heard the two soldiers who were very afraid and holding against the door.
我也非常害怕。
I was also very afraid.
但是听到那个哀求的声音，我良心实在过不去。
But when I heard how they expressed for called out for mercy, my conscience couldn't stand my own conscience.
所以后来采取行动。
Therefore, I took action.
让那两个想闹事的人没有闹成。
So that the fight could not get initiated.
那两位士兵也没有被打。
And that the two soldiers wouldn't be beaten up.
但是后来有一天晚上
one night,
常常跟那两个人在一起喝酒的另外一位军官喝醉酒之后拿着刀来找我
another officer who was drunk again took a knife and came look for me
所幸那天晚上我不在
fortunately I wasn't in my dorm that time
但是告诉我的人在跟我讲的时候都还在发抖
but the person who told me this was actually quivering when he told me
还好我想清楚了
But then I was clear.
后来几天遇到那几个人，我怎么样都不能够露出害怕的样子。
Whenever I see those several fighters, I will never show my expression of fear.
结果他们也没有对我怎么样。
And they never did anything to me.
那我想我是非常的幸运。
So I think I was very fortunate and lucky.
有很多其他的人为了伸张公义，自己付出了惨痛的代价。
Many people actually have to pay dear prices for speaking out justice.
这也难怪多数人遇到这些事情的时候宁可装作没看见。
No wonder many people would actually be indifferent when they see injustice.
所以一方面是有一种无力感觉得自己没有能力改变现状。
On the one hand, they feel a helplessness in terms of changing anything.
另一方面是畏惧感怕自己站出来伸张公义会惹祸上身。
On the other hand, they haveThis fear that if they stand out, they will actually get into trouble.
这些感觉我也都有。
I too have all these feelings.
我也毫无把握，当一件不公义的事情就发生在我身旁的时候，我是否一定有道德勇气采取行动。
I too am not certain whether I have the guts to take action when I see injustice.
但是有一件事情是很清楚的。
But I am very certain of one thing.
当一个群体、一个社会里面有不公义的事情在持续发生的时候，没有一个人能够说自己是无辜的。
When there is injustice in a society, nobody can claim that he or she is innocent.
没有一个人能够洗洗手说这件事情跟我无关。
No one can wash their hands and say this has nothing to do with me.
在此面，我们都不能不面对弥迦书六章八节所说的话。
We can, after all, we can never escape what Micha chapter 6 verse 8 says.
世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善。
He has showed you, O man, what is good.
他向你所要的是什么呢？
And what does the Lord require of you?
只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
第三类，我们当怜悯的是贫穷人。
The third type of people we should be merciful to are the needy.
这是更加普遍，每个社会都有的。
The needy and the poor are even more prevalent in any society.
在旧约里面，神给了非常多清清楚楚的诫命，特别指示人要善待贫穷人，不可欺压他们。
The Old Testament clearly tells us to be good to those who are needy.
特别是有自己的亲属贫穷的时候，我们有责任要提供帮助。绝对不能忍着心视而不顾。
We should especially be good to one of a family member who becomes poor.
那在这些事情上，我心中很感恩，让我从小在我父母亲身上看到很好的榜样。
I am very thankful that I have actually seen very good examples from my mother about these things.
我听说我外祖父原本承受了非常丰厚的家产。
My maternal grandfather actually inherited a very handsome amount of family wealth.
本来在台湾台南市的闹区有一整条街的房地产都是他的。
In southern Taiwan, a whole street was actually his own.
但是他年轻的时候赌博放荡，把所有家产都输得一干二净。
But he liked to gamble, and so he lost every property he had on the street.
到我母亲出生的时候，他们已经穷得非常落魄。
When my mother was born, he was actually very poor.
所以我母亲和他的六位兄弟姐妹从小日子就过得很苦。
So my mother and the six siblings of her had a very lived in poverty when they were young.
后来我母亲嫁给我父亲之后，自然她自己的生活有了很大的改善。
Of course, after my mother married my father, their lives had improved a lot.
但她始终没有忘掉自己娘家的亲人。
But my mother never forgot her own family.
所以我从小到大看到我母亲持续的帮助我母亲的家人改善经济情形。
When I was young, I saw that my mother was constantly helping out her own family financially.
让我的表姐、表哥、表弟都能够受到教育。
She helped all of my cousins to be able to be educated.
而且他们后来一个个创业做生意。
And every one of them actually became successful in business.
不止完全脱离贫穷，而且生意上非常成功。
Not only was they not poor anymore, they were very successful in their businesses.
所以我母亲那边的亲戚几十年来一直到今天都常常夸我的父母亲。
Therefore, my mother's own relatives, for this past decade, have always commended my mother.
而我母亲也总是说她一辈子感激我父亲。
And my mother always says that she is thankful to my father for her entire life.
因为我父亲自己非常的省吃俭用，但他总是愿意慷慨的帮助我母亲的家人。
Because my father is a very frugal person, but he was always very generous to his family.
另外，我记得我小时候，我们小孩子不懂事，路上遇到穷人家的小孩就轻看他们。
When I was a kid, I always laughed at those neighbors that were poor.
我母亲知道以后就责备我们。
My mother rebuked me when she heard of this.
提醒我们要对穷人有同情心。
She reminded me to be compassionate to those who are poor.
其实圣经也说，戏笑穷人的是辱没造他的主，幸灾乐祸的必不免受罚。
Even the Bible says, he who mocks the poor shows contempt for their maker. Whoever goes over disaster will not go unpunished.
从小每次有什么周济穷人的慈善捐款，我母亲一定要我们热心参与。
Every time there was a charity fundraising, my mother always encouraged us to participate.
那因为我母亲特别有心帮助穷人，所以在我成长的过程当中，亲眼看到她持续善待帮助一些人。
Because of my father's active involvement in these, I actually have observed many poor got healthier lives improved.
比如说小时候我们出门经常坐的是三轮车。
For example, back then, tricycles were a very common transportation means.
那我妈妈，我们就看到我妈妈帮助一个三轮车夫的日子改善。
And I saw how my mother improved the life of a tricycle transporter.
她看这个人日子很苦却很上进，就常常用它。
My mother saw that this tricycle transporter was a very diligent man, so she uses, she hired him a lot.
而且后来帮助他有固定的工作。
And helped him to have a stable job.
所以这个人一开始是踩三轮车。
So at first, this transporter actually was using a tricycle in the beginning.
后来他开，我们叫他娃娃车，接我们邻居几个小孩子上下学。
娃娃车 ，But then,
like a minivan.
Later on, he got upgraded to a minivan driver.
后来又开全新的计程车。
And then he was driving a brand new taxi.
最难能可贵的是，我母亲不是把这些人当作下人来看。
What's even more precious is that my mother didn't treat all these people as servants.
她打从心里尊敬那些肯吃苦上进的人。
But from her own heart, she respects these people who were diligent.
一直到今天，我母亲还是这样。
Even today, my mother is still like this.
负责帮她割草、整理花园的园丁，至今为她做了十几年，没有涨过价。
The gardener who has worked for her for decades has never had any涨价 salary increase.
Yeah, raise
bill increase. Sorry.
我母亲说你怎么都不涨价，她说因为你已经待我太好了。
So my mother says, why have you never increased my bill? She says, because you have already been very good to me. She says, because you have already been good to me.
有一次我妈妈后院几棵树长得太高需要锯。
This is one time when a tree in our backyard grew very tall that needs to be sawed.
这个园丁找了好几个工人来锯。
This worker found many other workers to saw the trees.
我妈妈看这些工人都是在美国辛苦讨生活的墨西哥人。
My mother saw that all of these people were very poor immigrants from Mexico.
看他们忙了一整天，锯这些树很辛苦。
That they worked hard for the entire day.
所以她觉得讲好的价钱不够。
So my mother thought that the negotiated price was not enough for them.
她就额外多付给这些墨西哥工人，每个人多一些钱。
And she paid extra to these workers.
有一本书在1991年出版，叫做《我的父母做对了什么》。
A book was published in 1991 by the title What My Parents Did Right.
书中访问了一些有名的基督徒领袖。
The book had some interviews with many famous Christian leaders.
让他们谈谈他们父母亲对他们最正面的影响是什么。
To talk about a positive impact that their parents had on them.
让我印象深刻的其中一个人说，他小时候家里生活非常的困难。
I was very impressed with this person who says he was living on the poverty when he was a kid.
他们常常吃完一餐不知道下一餐有没有的吃。
They never knew what the next meal, where the next meal lies.
但他们家中有一个篮子。
But in their home there's a basket.
每次自己有食物，他妈妈总会放一些在那个篮子里面。
Every time when they have food, his mother would put some food in that basket.
他问妈妈说，那个放在篮子的食物是给谁的？
So he asked his mother, what's this basket for?
妈妈说那是给一些比我们更有需要的人。
The mother answered, this is for the people who are even needier than us.
这个母亲的举动很显然在孩子心中留下永远不会磨灭的影响。
This behavior of his mother indeed leave an unerasable impression in this kid's heart.
这个故事也很激励我和我的太太。
This story also very encouraged me and my wife.
所以虽然我们两个小孩子还很小的时候，我们已经辞掉工作去读神学院，经济压力非常大。
Even when my kids were young, we quit our job and was in the seminary to study.
但我的好太太依然准备一些食物的罐头捐赠给有需要的人。
But my lovable wife always prepared food canned food for those who need them.
这些虽然只是生活当中的一些小事。
Even though these are the small things.
但是可以感受得到，当父母有个怜悯的心的时候，他们对孩子幼小的心灵有长远的影响。
But we can definitely feel how important having a merciful heart is to our kids.
这是一件很蒙福的事情。
This is a very blessed thing.
箴言二十二章第九节说：“眼目慈善的就必蒙福，因他将食物分给穷人。”
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 9 says, "A generous man will himself be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor."
诗篇四十一篇第一节说：“眷顾贫穷的有福了，他遭难的日子，耶和华必搭救他。”
Psalm 41, verse 1. Blessed is he who has regard for the weak. The Lord delivers him in times of trouble.
我最喜欢的是箴言19章17节。
My favorite is Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17.
怜悯贫穷的就是借给耶和华。
He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord.
当我们学习帮助人的时候，不求人的回报。
And let us learn to not ask for return when we help others.
让我们怜悯人的时候是无条件的付出。
That when we do good to others, we do it unconditionally.
圣经说一切神都看见，他都知道。
Bible says God sees everything.
怜悯贫穷的，就是借给他。
Being good to the needy is actually lending to the Lord.
还有一天必偿还。
And the Lord will give it back.
第四类圣经非常强调我们要有怜悯之心的是饶恕那些犯错得罪我们的人。
The fourth type of people that we should be merciful to are those who actually wronged us.
讲起来大家可能会有点惊讶，圣经中讲到怜悯讲的最多的就是饶恕。
Maybe you will be surprised. The most frequent thing the Bible talks about mercy is to forgive.
诗篇103篇我们刚刚读到的，他讲到怜悯的时候是特别强调神不长久责备也不永远怀怒。
For example, in Psalm chapter 103, it says, He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities.
在新约，彼得问耶稣说：“饶恕一个人七次够不够？”
So Peter asked Jesus, "Is it sufficient for we to forgive seven times?"
耶稣就用比喻说明，一个人如果不肯连续饶恕得罪他的人，神也不会连续饶恕他。
So Jesus told Peter, "If a person cannot constantly forgive others, God will not constantly forgive him either."
在以弗所书和哥罗西书讲到怜悯的时候，第一强调的也是饶恕。
Even in Ephesians and Colossians, it talks about forgiveness when it talks about mercy.
相对之下，在这几类人当中，我们比较容易同情孤儿寡妇和贫穷人。
Surely, it's easier to be merciful to the widow, the fatherless, and the aliens.
我们比较容易照着圣经的教导，向这些人采取怜悯的行动。
Of course, we are more prone to protect.These people who are needy.
因为他们与我们没有冲突，他们没有得罪我们。
Because they never wronged us.
但是要饶恕得罪我们的人就难多了。
But it's much harder to forgive people who have wronged us.
我们有情绪。
We have emotions.
能够不采取报复的行动就不错了。
It's hard enough to not retaliate against them.
或者不再计较就已经仁至义尽了。
It's hard enough not to keep this in our mind of retaliation.
怎么可能要怜悯他们？
How can we then have mercy on those who wrong us?
但是神的教导再清楚不过。
But God's teaching is very clear.
尤其做基督徒最基本的意义就是承认我们自己是有罪的人。
especially a fundamental meaning of a Christian is to admit that we are sinners.
如果不是神浩大赦罪的恩典，我们怎么能够得到神儿女的身份？
Had it not been for God's gracious mercy, we would have never been called the children of God.
又怎么能够坦然无惧地来到全然圣洁的神面前敬拜、唱诗、祷告？
And we would never have been able to come to the Lord to sing, to praise, and to pray.
自己既然蒙了神极大的赦免，怎么能够为了相对之下极小的事情紧抓的人不放？
So that we have received God's salvation, how can we not forgive other people?
所有的怜悯当中，神最在乎我们要有的表现就是饶恕。
In every expression of mercy, God cares most about forgiveness.
福音的信息就是饶恕。
The message of the gospel is to forgive.
这个社会最需要的，也正是这赦罪的福音。
And this society needs forgiveness the most.
看了这四方面圣经强调的怜悯对象之后，大家想一想，你会怎么定义怜悯？
So how would you define mercy after we have looked at these four types?
了解什么是真正的怜悯，我们才更能够明白饶恕的意义和重要性。
Only by knowing what is mercy can we understand what is forgiveness.
无论是孤儿寡妇，what is it? It's a case of widows and orphans.
Even for the case of widows and fatherless.
或者受欺压冤屈的。
Or those who are oppressed.
或者是贫穷的。
Or those who are poor.
或者是渴望得到饶恕的。
Or those who desire to be forgiven.
在任何一种情形当中，怜悯都牵涉到强弱的两方。
In every situation, mercy involves two sides, the weak and the strong.
其中一方处在弱势。
One side is the weak.
不论是罪有应得或是无辜，他如今落在一个很糟的处境当中。
Whether he is innocent or guilty, he is at a disadvantage.
他靠着自己的能力没办法脱离那悲惨的境况。
By his own ability, he cannot escape this predicament.
而另外一方有能力。
But the other side is the strong side.
足以改善甚至完全改变对方的处境。
The strong side is actually able to change the weak side's situation.
问题只在于他肯不肯采取行动来帮助。
The only problem is whether the strong is willing to help the weak.
在英文里面，怜悯除了翻作 mercy 之外，还常常翻成 compassion. 中文可以翻作同情心。
In English,mercy has also been translated to the word compassion.
中文无论是用怜悯或同情心，都清楚表明了怜悯不只是一个外在施恩的行动，而是在内心中有那个体贴同情对方的心。
Whether mercy or compassion, the word tells us not only for us to do good things superficially, but to give. But to have actually a heart of kindness.
所以如果说有一个有钱人，
so consider a wealthy person.
他看到一个穷人要钱，
if he gives money to a beggar.
如果他丢两个小钱，只是哎呀不想看到这个穷人，叫穷人走开一点，这样的行动表面上看起来是施恩，从内心来说没有怜悯。
If he gives several money to the beggar, only to wish him to walk away to stop distracting him, then this act, even though it is a merciful act, superficially, it is actually not a merciful action.
这个世界的确需要有更多的人肯采取施恩的行动。
Of course, this world is in need of many people to have a merciful action.
但是更需要的是怜悯的心。
But what we need even more is to have a merciful heart.
在我们每天的生活当中，所有的人际关系当中，我们也需要怜悯的心。
And we also need to have a merciful heart in our social life every day.
想看看，不论是夫妻关系、父母儿女之间
，whether it's a husband and wife relationship or parental filial relationship，
媳妇与公婆之间
，daughter parent in laws。
女婿和岳父母之间
，some parents and laws，
在办公室与上司同事之间
，manager and colleague relationship，
或者是与下属之间
，or subordinate relationship。
我们同样需要有更多施恩的行动，但是也更需要有怜悯的心。
In all these, we need both merciful action and merciful heart.
怜悯的心是愿意设身处地的为对方着想。
A merciful heart is to be able to think others in their own shoes.
是不求自己的益处。
Is to not seek our own profit.
是对别人满有恩慈。
Is to be compassionate to others.
怜悯的心能够化周围的黑暗为光明，化寒冷为温暖。
A merciful heart transforms darkness into light and coldness into warmth.
有怜悯心的人总是以祝福别人为一切的出发点。
A merciful person always thinks everything in making others better.
而且他们总是觉得能够怜悯别人是神所赐的恩典，是一种祝福。
And they constantly think that being able to be merciful to others is a gift from God.
在1958年，有一位叫做 In Ho Oh 的韩国学生在美国费城的宾州大学读书。
In 1958, a Korean graduate In Ho Oh was studying in UPenn.
有天晚上，他从宿舍出去，到附近街头寄信给爸妈。
He was walking out one night to a mail to his parents.
寄完信在回宿舍路上遇到一群青少年。
On the way back, he saw several adolescents.
他们为了抢钱，把这个韩国学生架起来。
These adolescents wanted to rob him his money.
他们后来没有拿到什么钱。
They didn't get any money in the end.
他们气愤之下又打又杀。
So in their anger, they beat him and killed.
他们用刀把他的脸都划到面目全非。
These adolescents carved this Korean student's face into something that's totally unbearable.
那天晚上，那位韩国学生倒地之后没有再站起来，他流血致死。
After this Korean student was beaten up, he was bled to death.
后来警察抓到那天参与抢劫的11位青少年。
Later on, the police caught these 11 adolescents who killed this person.
发现他们抢钱的目的只是因为想参加当地的一个舞会，需要付3.5毛钱的入场费。
And the police thought that the only reason that they wanted to rob the money is to be able to enter a prom, which cost them 35 cents.
但因为这十一位青少年都是来自费城西区治安向来很糟的社区。
Because these 11 adolescents came from Western Philly that had very high criminal rate.
而且他们都是黑人。
And they were all African Americans.
所以一开始所有的新闻报道都是谴责。
Therefore, in the beginning, the news was full of rebuking.
讲的都是应该如何判重刑，惩罚他们。
Talking about how to punish these adolescents.
而且说警方应该怎么样的严厉打击费城西区那些不良帮派分子。
Of how the police should start oppressing those who are living in Western Philly.
但在这时候，死者在韩国的父母亲寄来一封信。
But at this time, the parents of the dead, wrote to the authority in Philadelphia.
他们恳求美国政府怜悯这些犯罪的人，年幼无知。
They petitioned the government to be merciful to these adolescents who killed their son.
希望政府能够从轻发落。
That they can, the government can have lighter consequences.
而且这个父母说，他们觉得解决问题的根本之道是改善费城西区这些低收入家庭的生活。
And the parents actually mentioned that the root cause of this problem, the root solution of the problem is to change the lives of Western Philadelphia.
虽然他们自己没有钱坐飞机来美国参加孩子的葬礼。
Even though these two parents did not have the money to come to their children's funeral,
他们在信中附上了一笔钱，要求设立一个基金。
They included the money in the letter so that the Philadelphia authority can establish a trust, a funding trust.
特别是让那些杀他孩子的青少年从监狱出来之后能够有钱受好的教育。
To be able to use this money to help.Those adolescents who killed their son get better education after they got out of the prison.
这封信带给宾州大学以及整个费城很大的震撼。
This letter brought a big impact to Philadelphia and Pennsylvania.
大家重新检讨自己对那些治安不良的区社区尽过多少爱心和努力。
That everyone in Philly thought about how much they just could care less about this adolescence in this Western Philadelphia.
于是宾州大学和费城政府设立了机构。
Therefore, UPenn and Philadelphia government established a established an organization.
他们用积极参与社区服务的方式来改善那些人的生活。
By being active in community services, they changed the lives of the people around there.
这五十年来看到显著的果效。
In these past 50 years, there have been very, very obvious results, good results.
死者的爸妈一直到孩子死了之后13年才有机会来到美国孩子的坟墓前。
The parents of the dead person had a chance to come to America to their child's grave yard only after 13 years. Only after 13 years.
但在孩子当初下葬的时候，他们就托人在墓碑上写了一句话。
But when the child was buried, they asked someone to carve this into the epitaph.
这句话这五十年当中继续震荡许多人的心。
This carved epitaph still resonated many people even after 50 years.
那句话说，将忧伤转化来成就，合乎基督心意的崇高目的。
And this it reads, to turn sorrow into Christian purpose.
是的，这个世界有很多的忧伤。
Yes, there are many sorrows in this world.
别人的忧伤，我们的忧伤。
Other sorrows, my own sorrow.
求主赐我们怜悯的心。
May God give us a merciful heart.
将每个忧伤都转化来成就合乎基督心意的崇高目的。
To turn every single sorrow into Christian purpose.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing.
人们需要主。
People need the Lord.
Silent cries,
Only Jesus is. If only the Lord. If only the Lord. At the end of broken dreams.
Lord, we admit to you that we do not have sufficient mercy.
因为我们自己的有限，我们常常没有采取怜悯的行动。
By our limitation, we often do not take actions.
因为我们自己的无力感和畏惧感，我们没有采取怜悯的行动。
By our helplessness and fear, we often do not take actions of mercy.
主啊，人们需要你。
Lord, people need you.
这个世界需要更多的怜悯。
This world needs more mercy.
主啊，我们把自己献上。
Lord, we give ourselves.
愿你来使用。
For you to use.
主啊，我们也向你求。
We also ask you.
愿你将怜悯的胸怀赐给我们。
That you give us a merciful heart.
把怜悯的力量、怜悯的勇气赐给我们。
That you give us the strength and the courage to carry out mercy.
让这个世界充满更多你的怜悯和爱。
That this world may be more of your love and mercy.
主啊，在未来这个礼拜，你特别开我们的眼睛。
Father, open our eyes especially for this coming week.
让我们看到一些我们过去没注意到的。
So that we may see what we never saw.
也让我们有勇气显出更多的恩慈。
So that we may be courageous to show more mercy.
甚至就是对那些天天生活在我们。